No need to wait to find out what happened on Tuesday, because we'll tell you next on The Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. More rain in the forecast for tonight. The overnight low temperatures in the upper 40s. On Wednesday, showers in the morning, then continued cloudy in the afternoon. Daytime highs in the lower 60s. And on Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the 40s. Topping local news, city police responded to a parking lot near the North Grand Island Bridge after another tractor-trailer hit the 190 overpass as that truck drove along the Niagara Scenic Parkway below. No injuries reported in connection with that crash. However, the truck was severely damaged, but apparently the bridge was okay, and officials continued to let traffic use that overpass under that North Grand Island span. I'll have more news in a moment, but a reminder, our news is brought to you daily by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Now, there's a number you're going to want to put into your cell phone, because that's the number that brings Chris Moore to your home to fix any home appliance. And he does it for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. You know, with prices the way they are now, it really doesn't make sense to go out and buy a new appliance if you're having problems with one you have now, especially if Chris Moore can fix it. He's honest, reliable, and reasonable. $35 plus parts and labor, that's the service call, and that's Chris Moore. So put his number in your cell phone, because you never know when you're going to need it. 523-5911. In other news, Niagara County Sheriff investigators have concluded an investigation into sex offense involving a juvenile victim that began back in 2025. And following their investigation, they've arrested Eric Stone Jr. on 4 counts of rape in the third degree, endangering the welfare of a child, and with sexual abuse third. Stone was held for arraignment in the county jail on the charges and will appear at a later date in Niagara County Court. More headlines on the way, but a reminder, our news is also brought to you daily by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th and Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy, Michigan Avenue, just off Main. The thing I like about these two drugstores is they're locally owned and they're locally operated. And that means the owners are in the store. And that's why you get exceptional service from everyone from the clerks to the pharmacists and from the owners. So stop in and see for yourself. Wellness Park, 87th and Buffalo Avenue, and Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. In other news, while on routine patrol yesterday, Town of Niagara Police Officer Ken Kostick noticed an RV motor coach that was reported stolen earlier from DJ the DJ's garage on Military Road. It was traveling on Packard Road near the I-190 pulling a boat. Kostick went to pull that vehicle over, but two men jumped out and ran. And after a short chase, Town of Niagara police caught up with the two and now say their investigation into the incident is still ongoing, but at least one of the men have now been charged in the case. Police said 35-year-old Stephen Gillenweather of 59th Street was arrested for grand larceny, criminal possession of stolen property, and with false personation after he reportedly first gave the wrong name to police. Police say they're still investigating that incident and say more charges are pending and will probably include the second man involved who also ran from that motorhome. And others today are reporting that the old Rapids Theater on Main Street has new owners. But to clarify, that now closed down theater has new operators. Authorities tell us that the theater is being leased by two area businessmen who own entertainment properties in Buffalo and other areas of the state and promote shows and concerts in areas like Rochester, the Finger Lakes, and in Buffalo. And they're reportedly hoping to bring some of that success to the Rapids Theater here. Authorities tell us it's not known exactly what the contract with the city will be, but they say the agreement is expected to be something like what goes on at the Hyde Park Ice Rink and the golf court, with operators there leasing the facilities. And while no terms of the Rapid Theater agreement have yet been announced, it's not known if the operators will pay a flat rent or a certain percentage of what they make. But authorities tell us that news should be forthcoming, with any contract that's agreed on being presented first to the city council for approval. Sheriff deputies were called to investigate the report of a man being attacked by two dogs while attempting to deliver a package on the Stone Road in Heartland. Deputies said the victim was a delivery man for Amazon and was walking up to a house when two dogs charged at him, biting him in the leg and in the groin. He was not seriously hurt and was treated on the scene by first responders. Now deputies said they will notify the health department of the incident to follow up on the animal's vaccination status. Word comes from Sylvia Virtuoso, the supervisor of the town of Niagara, that the town and the Niagara business liaison is planning a red, white, and blue community-wide theme celebration for the 250th birthday of our country and Niagara County. And she says you'll be able to see it in the town Memorial Day through Labor Day.
Well, we wanted to make sure that we celebrated the 250th birthday of the country and of the county of Niagara. And so we wanted to have everyone participate by putting their flags out, decorating in red, white, and blue, whichever way they'd like to do. And on the town's portion, we are going to have our regular flower pots on Military Road with red, white, and blue flowers, and we have a flag in each one.
Sylvia says not only will Military Road be decorated, but the celebration will continue right down Packard Road.
On Packard Road, we're going to do the county flags and town flags alternating on Packard Road. And, of course, we encourage all the businesses and all the residents to do the same so that our town shows our patriotism for this special celebration.
A Buffalo man was stopped at the Walmart store yesterday on Military Road after reportedly picking up two Ninja slushy machines and trying to take them to the service department for a refund. That male, now identified as Shamel Miller of Buffalo, told store security that stopped him that he was just trying to exchange the machines and wasn't trying to steal them. Problem is, he's been banned from the store previously due to an earlier incident, and because he didn't actually leave with the machines, police just charged him with trespass in the case. Now he'll have to return to city court later next month and explain his side of the story to a judge. Accidents reported to Niagara Radio today include a four-car pileup at 1:30 this afternoon at Pine and Packard. Unknown injuries reported there, with city police and the fire department responding to that collision. Around 10 a.m. on Tuesday, a vehicle slammed into a pole on Stencil Street in North Tonawanda. First responders reported possible injuries there. Meanwhile, fire calls today include a possible gas leak inside a building in the 100 block of 8th Street. In Lockport at Locust and Badger Drive Tuesday morning, a contractor accidentally cut a 2-inch gas line, causing a leak there, with no injuries reported. And in the town of Wheatfield, volunteers from the Frontier Volunteer Fire Company responded to a tree fire on Center Street at 104th in Wheatfield. Firefighters in the area from their respective companies quickly took care of all those reports without any injuries reported. The Sabres are still looking to grab that cup, and they're back on the ice tonight. Pat Hannigan's got the details.
The Sabres resume play tonight at 7 p.m. in Montreal in Game 4 of the second-round series. Buffalo was defeated in Game 3 of the series 6-2. Montreal leads the series 2-1, and with a win, could put Buffalo in a difficult position if they go down 3-1. There are possible lineup changes tonight for the Sabres tonight. Luukkonen should get the start in net, replacing Alex Lyon. Rookie Konstas Helenius will make his playoff debut, centering Jack Quinn and Jason Zucker. Braden Schenn will also replace Logan Stanley and will be paired with Connor Timmins. Let's hope they can pull off a victory for us tonight.
And of course, we'll have details on the game when we update our news tomorrow afternoon here on Niagara Radio. If it happens in your area, we want you to know about it. And if you see news, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, if it's raining outside, it's pleasant inside when you golf on the same simulators the pros use at the Links of Niagara, where parking for golfers is always free. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagararadio.net and by entering niagararadio.net in the search bar on Facebook. For local news fair and free, tell a friend interested in news that they'll find it here on the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panassa.